Good morning, folks. Welcome to Apple Turnover for April 16th, 2023. The Mets defeated the Oakland Athletics 3-2 yesterday in Oakland. It was a very interesting game because I think most people, myself included, thought that Carlos Carrasco would be clearly overmatched by pretty much anybody he'd be facing. But we didn't account for the fact that he was facing the Oakland Athletics. No, that's not entirely fair to either pitcher. Both Shintaro Fujinami and Carlos Carrasco held their own in the game today. Neither was pretty. Carrasco hit three batters, which is not great, but did not sort of melt down in the way that you expect Carrasco to be melting down based on the earlier performances this season. He went five innings, gave up two earned runs, walked just one, struck out three. That is a perfectly cromulent start from Cookie at this point in his career and in this season. That is considered to me a huge win. Fujinami did not look quite as good as Carrasco, but I mean, did not look terrible either. For him, it has to be considered a win as well. He went six innings, he had three earned runs, two walks, five strikeouts. That does include two home runs. One was a absolute bomb off the bat of Pete Alonso, who hit it off of the facing of the second deck. The second was a game-tying home run from former Athletic Marcana. The Mets got their third and final run against old friend Trevor May. And, you know, overall, this was a perfectly solid Mets win. What makes this win a little frustrating is that the Mets are clearly the superior team here, and this victory seemed a little bit too hard fought for the matchup, right? You would expect the Mets to be able to walk all over the A's in this situation, and it took more than that. But look, baseball's a weird sport, and the Mets still won, and they're coming off a very long game last night where they walked 17 times. Again, I want to say that one more time, 17 times. So, you know, it's not surprising that maybe there was a little bit of a hangover effect going on today. What's nice is that the Mets have almost a 24-hour break. They'll be starting their game on Sunday, again at 4 p.m. Eastern. So the Mets have a nice long layover tonight. They don't have to travel, and they can hopefully just enjoy... I'm sorry, last night. I always forget that I record this tonight before y'all hear it. So then a nice quiet night on Saturday night before Sunday's game, after which they will go down to Los Angeles for a series with the Dodgers. What isn't so great about Sunday is that it was supposed to be a Max Scherzer start. However, that will no longer be happening. Max Scherzer's spot in the rotation is being skipped for a couple of days because he has a sore back. The area in question is below his scapula, according to Mike Puma. And the goal is for Scherzer to start on Wednesday against the Dodgers. That means that Jose Buto will start on Sunday. A listener was angrily tweeting at me that Chris and I were unfair to Buto in this week's Today or Love Tomorrow, the World Series. That might be true. I still don't think he's a major league pitcher. I think he walks entirely too many batters for that. But we'll see. What's not great about this is that it just feels like this is very early in the season for the Mets to have to rely on somebody like Buto. Now, there's a couple of pieces here. Obviously, the Mets have two starters already on the IL. Joey Lucchese, who has looked very good in his last start, is probably the next in the depth chart if all is equal. But he is still coming back from Tommy John surgery, and it's not surprising that they want to maybe not disrupt his schedule, get him on track for another couple of starts before letting him come up. But basically, this means that the Mets are using their eighth or ninth pitcher on the depth chart on April 16th, and that's an alarming thing. But you know, hopefully Buto against the A's is a good matchup. You know, if you listen to my series preview I did with the folks over at Oaktown Boys, me and Dan had a conversation all about this, and basically talked about how it seems like Sunday's matchup with JP Sears was the one that he felt the most confident about as an A's fan, because he feels like Sears is the real deal, and he felt that maybe it was not that Scherzer's inconsistency over the last couple of starts mixed with the just the pedigree of Sears that this would be the chance that the A's would have to win a game this series. When you remove Scherzer from that equation and you bring Buto in, I think that's a fair assessment. So Mets fans, what I'm trying to say is don't be bummed out if the Mets lose tomorrow. It's fine. They took 2 of 3, and hopefully they will not need to go to Buto again this season, unless Buto looks great. And if it looks great, I am happy to eat crow, listener who tweeted at me. I am happy to eat crow if that's the case. I just think a couple of AAA starts where he still walked 5 and 9 innings of work, that to me just does not scream major league pitcher. That screams Oakland Athletics major league pitcher, as we've seen, like Friday night, we just saw them walk the ballpark. That's my fear with Buto at this point in his career, that he would just be walking everybody. But I guess we'll find out in just a couple of hours how that shakes out. So stay tuned for an update on that. Speaking of updates, we should also mention that Steven Nogosek hit the IL with a bone bruise on his left elbow, which was caused by a comebacker that was hit on Friday night. He'll be fine. He's being replaced by Jimmy Yacobonis, who has only pitched, again, this is like the definition of small sample size, but in 4 1/3 innings for Syracuse, Yacobonis has not given up a walk or an earned run yet. So I'm happy to see what he does in the bullpen. I like that signing when it happened. It felt like a very cheap, very smart move. And Buto is taking the spot on the roster, theoretically, of Dennis Santana. Santana looked the best he's looked maybe as a Met on Friday night, but he has just been inconsistent and bad. So just funny how pitcher wins work. He got the win last night and he's gone today. Sorry, Dennis. You seem like a nice enough guy. Just not built for the bullpen in 2023 with the Mets. So yeah, the Scherzer news is a bit of a bummer. If he starts Wednesday, that's fine. If he doesn't start Wednesday, that's when shit gets scary and we have to figure out a plan here. Because I don't think the Mets can count on McGill, Peterson, and Buto for any significant amount of time. I know Verlander is due back later this month. That will help things a bit. But with Carrasco still shaky, just something needs to happen. I whether that's a trade or a real serious look at somebody in this minor league system to be sort of groomed to be that fifth starter for now, whether that is Buto or somebody else, there needs to be a plan that isn't just call somebody up for a spot start. Anyway, that's Apple Turnover for today. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Remember, go to homerunapplesauce.com Facebook. Who uses Facebook? Patreon.com/homerunapplesauce to learn more about our Patreon. And support the podcasters you listen to directly. We really would appreciate that quite a bit. We do this because we love it, and it helps us to keep paying the bills around here. We are proud members of Fan First Sports Network. You can find me on Twitter at Brian Is an App. And until next time, let's go Mets.